Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to The Moon Underwater. I am John Robbins, the landlord, and with me is the lovely Robin Allender and the fantastic Tanya Moore.
Hi.
One of the great comic talents in the UK. And I tell you what, if you thought she was good at comedy, she is good at providing quite strange drinks in pubs.
Hey, I thought we said they're not strange.
Well, they're certainly interest. They'd be of interest.
Yes. They're tasty.
Because, for example, Tanya's got Corona with grenadine in it on draft. If I saw a Corona pump and said, I'll get a pint of Corona, and it came to me red, questions would be asked.
Well, if it wasn't Halloween, but still, I feel like you're welcome. When you taste it, it's going to blow your mind.
But before we head back into Tanya's pub, we have to finish a very appily Moon Underwater pub quiz. Robin.
Thanks, John. Yes, the Moon Underwater pub quiz was all about apple varieties this week. And I gave you three questions where I named two apple varieties, and you have to tell me which one's the real one. So question one was a northern spy, an autumn wanderer. Tanya, what do you reckon's the real one there?
I'm going to be honest. Immediately as we started playing the game and you named the two names, I assumed they were pub names.
Oh, really?
It wasn't until the third apple that I was like, oh, damn it. But I'm still very proud of my answers.
Oh, right.
So the first one is Northern Spy.
So you've gone Northern Spy. John, what are you saying?
I also went Northern Spy.
And you're both correct. Northern Spy is the name of an apple. Autumn Wanderer. I think I got that from a J.D. Salinger book, but it's quite a nice phrase.
No.
Could be an apple.
Could also be a pub.
Yeah, it could be a pub.
It could be. I thought it was a little on the nose for an apple name.
Really?
Yeah.
Northern Spy's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
And I wonder if that continues throughout the pub quiz.
I feel like it will.
I wonder if that's why Nick Drake called his song Northern Sky. No, obviously not, because that's about the sky. Question two was Emerald Crisp and Gravenstein. Tanya.
Gravenstein.
You reckon Gravenstein, John?
Yeah.
I also went Gravenstein.
Really? For the same reasons?
Yeah.
Oh, Emerald Crisps, I thought sounded like a real apple name.
But again, it's two on the money.
It's two on the nose.
Yeah, like Granny Smith.
Who would make up Gravenstein if they're trying to confuse and bamboozle quizzers?
I have a feeling question three might go the same way.
I feel like I like the idea of an image of a farmer in the middle of nowhere being like, Gravenstein. I like that.
I could picture it in the kind of that heavy metal font, you know, where you can't really read the letters.
Yes.
Gravenstein
and it's like
apples.
Dripping at the bottom.
Yeah.
Have you got any facts about the Gravenstein apple?
I have in a minute.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Jeeves?
I know. He's still there, just like a butler with the lights off downstairs waiting for someone to call on him. I mean, all Apple Wikipedia pages say they are used for like to make cider and apple sauce and to be eaten. Well, it's like, yeah, they, obviously. I've got a feeling they might be Germany, German apples. Yeah, they're kind of green and red.
Okay.
Lovely.
Germany giving us sausages and apples.
Yeah, which go well together.
Actually, question, yeah.
Question three was Jonathan and Barry. Tanya.
Barry.
You've gone Barry. John?
Yeah.
I went Jonathan.
Really? This is it now.
This is the decider. And John, you're bang right. Is the Jonathan apple is a real apple. Barry is not a real apple.
Oh, man. Because you could have just called the Bazza apple.
The Bazza app.
We've missed the trick. Also, Jonathan picking an apple that says his name. He should lose a point for that.
Oh, yeah. Because it is your name, John.
It's not my name.
Oh.
It's a separate name. It's as much my name as Barry is my name. Or indeed, Gravenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's a clean sweep for Johnny JR, but also very well done to Tanya there. Hope you got those at home as well. Tanya, I wonder if we're going to be on perhaps more solid ground when we come to your spirit choices.
Oh, I feel like maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
I'm interested to see.
The first one is rum, but it's a Malibu rum because I don't trust Ray or his nephew. Or any of the rums that come in a darker hue. I only trust Malibu.
Yeah. Malibu.
Listen,
wow.
Too many of my friends have gotten pregnant off of rum. I'm not playing that game. It's a get pregnant drink and I'm not doing it. I just want to drink to have fun, okay? I don't want to wake up tomorrow and be a mum. I just want to have a headache. Well, same thing, innit, kids? But I just want to have a headache and a kebab. That's it. So I'll go Malibu rum. It's the tamest, sweetest, weakest kind of rum you'll find.
Yes, it is a sort of a flavoured rum liqueur.
Yes.
At 21%, so it's about half the strength of rum. Mm. And it's owned by Pernod Ricard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Malibu is one of those drinks I just associate with being very drunk as a teenager. So I have a Pavlovian response to the smell where I just feel really sick when I smell it.
You smell it and you want to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I treat it like it's because you got Malibu in the day and you drink that with pineapple juice. And then when you want to get hard, you just add a bit of lemonade.
Well, I didn't realise that there are different flavours of Malibu. So
yeah.
Sort of the original, the classic, is flavoured with coconut. But you can also get, just look this up in my mind, you can also get banana, pineapple, passion fruit and mango Malibu.
The passion fruit one, to me, tastes like toilet water. However, some people really, really like it. They really do. But I'm not a passion fruit friend.
Oh, you're not a friend to the passion fruit?
No, separate the fruits, man.
So would you drink Malibu at home or is that just for when you're going out?
No, I'd drink that at home, definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Sometimes when you're at home, you've had a long day, it just calls for that one drink, doesn't it? And you put the ice in the glass and you pour your Malibu and you don't measure it because you're not a nightmare. And then you pour the juice.
Free pour.
Mm. Yeah, like you're in Spain. Absolute tyrant.
So what's next? We've got Malibu and...
Brandy.
Ooh.
And it can only be Courvoisier or Hennessy. If you give me free barrels, I'm just going to accept you don't like me or my insides, and that's fine. If I feel like I want to spend the extra pound, I'll get a Remy Martin. But I think Courvoisier has the right sweetness, and Hennessy also matches the sweetness in the brandy.
Okay, well, let's go for Courvoisier, because I like the name.
What did you say? Courvoisier?
Courvoisier.
Oh, no, I'm from South London. It's Courvoisier.
That's all right. Also, I think, like, Hennessy had a bit of a sort of, like, it had a rebranding, because it was in quite a lot of music videos and stuff, wasn't it, about 10 years back? Whereas I wonder if Courvoisier has maybe struggling a bit, so we should give it the boost.
I don't know if it's struggling because you always see it in a pub unless that pub's a cheapskate. But it's I think you see Courvoisier more than you see Hennessy. But I think that lends to because it's tastier.
What do you have it on its own or do you have it with something?
It depends on how posh I want to act. It depends on who I'm around. If I'm around somebody who I'm trying to impress, it will be on ice and I will sip it slowly. If I'm just having a drink, it will be with Coke. Has to be with Coke.
Don't kind of old ladies have brandy with orange juice? It's meant to be quite nice.
Cranberry juice is quite nice.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure people drink it with Dr. Pepper as well.
That's, yes. Yeah. Yes. The psychopaths. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Well, I think
that like fizzy Benelin.
Yeah.
To quote Alan Partridge, I can't take credit for that. But yeah.
Is Courvoisier a cognac or a brandy?
Cognac.
Yeah, I'm there. And I think they do like super fancy versions, not just the one you get in the...
The VSOPs, yeah.
Yeah, your VSOPs, your XOs.
Yes.
Your VS.
And they get smoother and smoother the higher the price. It's the best.
It's also got a really nice bottle. It's a very Christmassy bottle, of course. Yeah.
It's a winter drink that you drink on the ice, and it looks cold because it's on ice, but when you sip it, it warms you up from the inside. Mm. You know, like that.
It's another of those drinks. We've talked about this a few times in The Moon Underwater, where the idea of it as a kid, if you saw people drinking on TV or in a film, seemed amazing, but then the first experience of tasting it, it's absolutely disgusting.
Completely. Yeah, no, completely agree. It burns your insides.
Yeah.
And you question what it's about until 5 minutes later when you feel the effects, because that's what we go for. It's the effects, really. I think only real drinkers enjoy the sipping and the taste. I'm not a real drinker yet. I'm definitely here for what happens once you've drunk the drink.
It's all about the result, not the process.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
I quite like the fact that with brandy and cognac, the brand that you might see in the pub where it's like £3.50 for a double or whatever, also make a version that's £2,000 a bottle. Like you wouldn't get that with like Stella or Bell's whiskey.
No.
You wouldn't have like a Bell's XO Reserve £900 bottle. Whereas, because Courvoisier have VS, VSOP, XO, Emperor...
Oh.
1221 Premier Reserve, L'Essence de Courvoisier.
Oh, you're teaching me some things. There's more levels of Courvoisier for me to go.
Yeah, and I think if you went to like a sort of... There's a website called Master of Malt, but there's also a couple of amazing off-licenses in Soho. There's one I think is called the Whiskey Exchange and the other one is called Amethyst. And they do have these sort of super, super expensive cognacs. And I'm just trying to look it up in my mind. But I've got to enter my date of birth into my mind. and you'll have the whole gamut from like the £20 bottle right up to the £2,000 bottle.
Jeez.
Yeah. L'Essence de Courvoisier, I reckon, is probably about 500 quid a bottle.
£500 a bottle. You better drink that. I'm going to have one sip a year. That better last.
Oh, no, it's £2,000.
For the essence of Courvoisier.
It sounds like you're not even getting Courvoisier. It's just an essence of it.
Yeah.
You can get the whiff of the Courvoisier and pay more for that, or actually drink it for £20.
The idea of Courvoisier.
Yeah.
I went through a cognac phase and I really liked Hennessy XO. But I would only really get that duty free maybe once every couple of years because it's about 90 quid a bottle. But that, it tastes like bananas and caramel. Oh my gee, it's good.
Mm.
But onwards we go with our brandy in hand to the Moon Underwater Pub Library. Robin.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, thanks, John. Yep, welcome to the Moon Underwater Pub Library. We were just talking about Soho. Have either of you ever been to the French House in Soho?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what's it like? I've never been.
Well, pardon my French. It's absolutely fucking amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. And
wow.
They only serve halves.
Yes, I was going to say. Have you been there, Tanya?
No.
It's a London
institution.
It's like 50
yards down from the Groucho Club.
Mm.
It's got flags outside.
Yeah.
I've been past it, definitely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they only serve half pints, so it's kind of like you would get in a French brasserie. But they do serve pints on April Fool's Day. Sometimes they get Suggs. Yeah, Suggs sometimes pulls the first pint on April Fool's Day.
I think quite a famous writer left their manuscript in the French house.
Ooh, that sounds like it could have been Malcolm Lowry. He was always losing his manuscripts.
Let me look that up in my mind. And then I'll tell you about my French house hack,
okay,
which I got found out for.
Well, shall I do the pub library first while you prepare?
Yes,
that?
Yes, please.
So there is a lot of literary history with the French house in Soho. The following is a letter that Sylvia Plath wrote to her mother and brother in February 1960. So the French house used to be called the York Minster. It was the York Minster pub. So Sylvia Plath wrote, "Dearest Mother and Warren, a little middle-of-the-week letter to pass on some very pleasant news. Picture yesterday your daughter, stroke sister, resplendent in black wool suit, black cashmere coat, fawn kidskin gloves from Paris, Alwyn's Christmas present, and matching calfskin bag from Italy, and of enormous and impressive size, sailing into the notorious York Minster pub on Dean Street in Soho, just off Shaftesbury Avenue, about 12:15, and up to the bar to meet a pleasant half-American, half-Scots young editor for the well-known British publishers William Heinemann, and taking out a pen thereupon and signing on the contract for her first book of poems, namely The Colossus." So there you go. Next time you're in the French house, you can drink to the fact that that's where Sylvia Plath signed her first book deal.
Good for her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's also where Brendan Behan wrote large portions of, is it The Quarry Fellow?
Not sure.
The Brendan Behan's first play. And Dylan Thomas left the manuscript for Under Milk Wood in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Battered he was.
Yeah, I bet.
But I when I was reading The Drinker by Hans Faluda, which is a story about an alcoholic in Germany, great book, Das Trinker in German. He's always drinking schnapps in that book. He's obsessed with schnapps. So I went through a phase of drinking schnapps. So I go into the French house and I ordered half a Guinness. And then I saw that because they do Kir Royales, which is like champagne or Prosecco with cassis. I said, oh, can I just get a double cassis? And the lady at the bar looked at me and was like, well, just on its own. And I said, yeah. And I think it comes in 50 mil measures because it's like a liqueur.
Mm.
And she looked a bit hesitant and she spoke to someone else behind the bar. Anyway, she poured out the cassis. It's 50 mil.
It's like syrup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And, no, but she ran it through the till.
Oh, God.
And it was 25p.
Oh, really?
Because they'd only ever used it in a Kir Royale. No one had ordered it on its own before. So I said, oh, I'll get a triple. So I got like this massive cassis for 75p.
So and weird.
I was just drinking them all through the evening I was there. I must have had sort of 8 or 9 cassises.
But are you meant to do that?
Well, you can. It's just a liqueur. I mean,
right.
You can do. It'd be like drinking a creme de menthe or a...
Or grenadine. I
was going to say, grenadine, yeah. They don't have this as a button on the till, so you just get it for free. It's wonderful.
But cassis is alcoholic.
Oh, but in my pub, it's definitely got a button. It's £2.50.
Right. Anyway, I went back in to try and do the same trick later that week, and they'd obviously updated the till, and it was like sort of £3 or whatever. But that stolen evening in the French house with my 25p cassises.
Stop.
Happy days. I was quite bleak when I think I was on my own. Superb. So Sylvia Plath's letter in the pub library. But we don't just have a library here, Tanya. We've also got a jukebox.
Yeah.
And we ask each of our guests to add an album that they would like to hear when they walk into their dream pub.
Now, I've chosen this album because I went for the first one that came to mind. And the first one that came to mind is the one that I used as a Bible for all of my uni days. I listened to it on the train there, while I was there, on the train back. And then I lost it when I was getting off the train at East Croydon, and I had it in a CD Walkman, and I had my suitcases in my bag, and as I was getting off the train, somehow the CD Walkman opened and the CD went down by the side of the train and the platform, and it smashed.
No.
And that album is Jagged Edge, and funnily, it's called Heartbreak. I was very heartbroken.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge are a R&B soul band, pretty old school. I don't even know if they're still together. They might come out when, you know, when the old school people come and do like big concerts together and stuff. But they have many albums that won multiple awards. Very big in our community. Old Jagged Edge. They're like, do you know Jodeci?
Mm.
They're like a Jodeci, but there's four of them. Or Blackstreet, kind of like a Blackstreet, yeah. Also around at the same time. Bell Biv DeVoe kind of vibes, you know, like all of that mixed together. That's a bit of Jagged Edge for you.
So does it have a kind of, is there a gospel edge to it, or is it just the very kind of close harmony singing kind of?
Harmony singing. Yeah, yeah. Boys to Men kind of vibes. Definitely harmony singing. I Love You. Some of the best songs that they had were Heartbreak. That was, what was upsetting about Heartbreak is the name of the album, and the album track is, what's the name of that thing that they call, and the song only lasts like 1 minute?
Oh, little interval skit track.
A skit track. The album track's a skit track, and it's like the best track on there, and it's annoying that it only lasts so short. But then songs that I love off of there, one really big one that people know is called Let's Get Married. It's played at a lot of weddings. Really nice, melodic tune. And then if you want to go a bit more upbeat, you got Keys to the Range, where they're professing that you're so important. They'll even give you the keys to their car.
Nice. Oh,
when you listen to it now, it's like, you misogynistic bastards. But back then, I was falling in love, okay? That's
it. I've been looking up the wrong Jagged Edge in my mind, because there's a British band called Jagged Edge.
Let me look in your mind.
Which is known in America as Jagged Edge UK.
Oh.
So Jagged Edge UK.
Oh my God, I just seen it.
They were a glam metal rock band formed in 1985 at Jagged Edge UK.
It sounds like Creme Brulee from League of Gentlemen.
Imagine like setting up your band and then realising there's another band of the same name.
Yeah.
But now I'm in my mind in the right place, because I was thinking, why have this band have only had one album that's not even got its own page on Wikipedia in my mind?
There's a really good band. Have you heard of them called We Are King, Tanya? Have you heard
of them? Yeah, I like We Are Kings.
They're really good. Like,
they are.
They released an album in 2016, which is just fantastic, amazing R&B, and really beautiful vocals, harmonies and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame at how many R&B groups don't go the distance, because R&B isn't as respected as, say, a grime or a hip-hop or, you know, a pop even. R&B isn't at the forefront of people's minds when you say music.
Mm.
Do you think that's because of the association with the sort of slightly watered down pop versions of it?
Yeah, because the pop versions take them and then they make them fun and mainstream. But I just don't think, you can't be an original for me. It's much better. Like, I never want to hear, what's that UK band? They so irritate me. It's got Dane Bowers in it. What's that band?
Another Level.
Another Level. Yeah, of course, oh, yeah. God, they did my head in. My goodness. They were Another Level, but it wasn't going up. It was definitely going down.
Dane Bowers also formed an English-Irish supergroup called Boys on Block with Fats and Small singer Ben Fadu and former boy band members Abs Love and Shane Lynch.
I remember that, actually. That was a nightmare, wasn't it? Didn't they do a little documentary on that, where we followed them around and they just could not get along?
Wow. Yeah.
There's too many main players and they're trying to make a band. And Abs doesn't want to take the back seat. He never wants to take the back seat. It's Abs.
It's because he's Abs. He's front and centre. Well, Jagged Edge, Heartbroken, on the jukebox here at the Moon Underwater, and delighted to whack that on.
And it's a nice story as well about that kind of pre-streaming age, when if you lost a CD, you lost a CD, that was it.
You have to go and buy another one.
Yeah, you essentially just chucked £12.99 down the drain.
basically.
No way you're getting that for free. We've got one more choice for you here, Tanya, in your dream pub. It's your wild card choice. What are you going to go for?
I'm excited about this one because I want to know if you two know about this drink. It's a Magnum. It's a Jamaican tonic wine.
Ooh.
And it's got a little bit of Viagra in it.
Really?
And on the label of the drink, so there's two labels now, because you've got the British one, and the British one, they've taken out as much of the Viagra as possible. But on the Jamaican one, the label has a couple embraced. Because normally, when you drink the drink, you get a bit randy.
Wow. Right?
Yeah. It's well known. You drink a Magnum, and everyone's like, oh, they're on a promise, because that's exactly what a Magnum does to you.
Wow.
I think it's a wonderful drink. I love it. You need no more than two for the whole night or you're a psychopath. And that's it. You're done. You go off licence, they're like £4. It's wonderful.
I think I might have had this.
Really?
You can even get them in Tesco's now. It's crazy. But don't go Tesco's because they only have the English one. Get the Jamaican one. Get the Viagra.
How did you find out you'd had it, John?
Because, you know, in the song, I think it's Cypress Avenue by Van Morrison, when he says, walking with my cherry, wine.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Thing.
Oh.
Oh, is that Sweet Thing?
I think so.
Cherry B wine is different to Magnum.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so you think Van Morrison was talking about drinking a wine to maintain some kind of erection? Is that what you're saying?
Do you think he's drinking Magnum or do you think he's drinking Cherry B?
Yeah, so let me get this right. I think it's, hang on.
I like the idea of him singing that he's drinking wine to help him.
So is this, are you saying it's not kind of legal in the UK, or just that they changed the recipe?
Yeah, so they tried to illegalise it in the UK, and there was a big kerfuffle a few years ago when they stopped allowing it to be sold in the UK. But what's happening now is they've got a UK version, and they've put a new label on top of it, and they've taken out some of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still get the Jamaican one. They're just on sale next to each other, and you can choose which one you want to get.
I'm just like, well, so really one has a kind of couple embracing, the other one has a couple kind of arguing.
Couple... The other one has a picture of a lady with a kebab and a man smoking in a bed. And
going to IKEA or something like that.
Yeah. You
know, bickering. Or trying to.
Right, it is Cypress Avenue, Rob.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So he says, I think I'll go walking by the railroad with my cherry wine.
Mm.
I believe I'll go walking by the railroad with my cherry wine. Anyway, so obviously I listen to that and think, right, I'm going to start drinking cherry wine now.
You're very, very influenced by media.
You're so influenced. Yeah. I know.
Drinking schnapps and cherry wine.
He's going to be on a grenadine and Corona in a minute. Yeah.
So I think I saw it first because I never knew what cherry wine was. It just sort of sounded like this impossibly youthful liquor, and then I went into like a news agent and they got this Cherry B stuff. I'm like, oh, here we go, I'm gonna be like Van Morrison drinking this £1 bottle of it's gorgeous.
It is. It
tastes a bit like port. But then I think the next time I was looking for it, they had Magnum and not Cherry B. But I think they have a similar sort of taste. I don't remember having an unquenchable desirous thirst. apart from for the wine itself.
I thought you were going to say, I don't remember much after drinking the Magnum. But no, Magnum's very different to Cherry B, especially in strength.
You didn't have a surprise in the underpants department or anything like
no,
that?
No, no surprises, just the familiar disappointments.
Because most people drink Magnum first off and they're like, oh, it tastes like medicine.
Right.
That's what you normally hear. But a couple more sips in, then they're in. You start to get the flavours of the strawberry and the berries and stuff that come through. Oof. And I think we need to notice that every type of thing that has a fruity taste, Tanya says strawberry. So I don't know what the actual fruit is, but it's a nice fruity, what I think is strawberry taste anyway.
Well, it is. I think it's sort of cherry-based, but you've got a lovely fruit flavour running through all your drinks because you've got the orange in the Blue Moon.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the cranberry syrup and the lime in the Corona.
Yep.
I mean, you've got Black Tower in a different bottle. But it's still quite sweet.
Yes.
Then you've got the Malibu. Obviously, you've got the coconut or whatever flavour Malibu you want. And then you've got your cherry wine.
Bit of a fruity girl, apparently.
Stunning.
Well, we now leave our regular listeners, the Johnny Come Fly Be Nightlies, to find out about Tanya Moore's Dream Pub Companion. If you'd like to hear this selection and also bonus podcast Behind the Cellar Door, and also gain access to the Moon Underwater Social Club on Facebook and live events, then do support us on Patreon. We very much appreciate the support of those who can. No worry, those who can't. But you don't get to hear Tanya's next choice. I'm sorry. That's just the way the cards are dealt. So we'll be back with you shortly.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We return now to the regular listeners, and what a choice it was. What a choice. We've got two bits of admin before we bid you adieu, Tanya, but thank you so much for joining us. Just to recap, in your pub, you've got Blue Moon with an orange slice and Corona with lime and grenadine on draft. You've got bottles of Apothic red wine and Black Tower served in a Frixanti bottle. You've got Malibu and Courvoisier cognac as your spirits. Your wild card is a Magnum tonic wine. And on the jukebox is Jagged Edge's album Heartbreak. But we need you to do two more things before you go. First off, we need to ban or bar something.
You're barred.
Animals. Oh, God. I am done with dogs in pubs. I cannot get into it. If I trip over another dog and have to feel guilty because your dog doesn't understand not to lie in the walkway, I'm going to lose my mind. Leave the dog at home or in the car. Either way, make sure you wind down the window. I'm not promoting animal death. I'm just saying, don't bring it to the pub.
I went to a lovely pub this week called the Bull and Last. Really nice meal. Lots of people in there eating. It was sort of classic lunchtime. Really, really good food. Lovely stuff. And a little shitty fucking dog that yapped constantly for an hour and a half. And the couple, literally, they'd wait till maybe the fifth or sixth bark before giving it some kind of attention. A few other people were like, sort of would stroke the dog a bit. And then when they stopped stroking, it would start yapping. And what annoyed me was the lack. It's like they couldn't hear it, because I guess they hear it all the time. But you kind of want to go, I'm talking to my friend here. We're sharing an hour. We don't get to spend a lot of time with each other. This is our hour where we spend time with each other. And no, because your dog either isn't trained or you don't care. Or, it's not the dog's fault. A lot of things to yap about in a busy pub with lots of smells and food going around and stuff.
Well, it sounds like the dog's getting ignored. So he's got a lot to say. He's gonna talk.
And I think also a bit overwhelmed. If you go from your house to a place full of sounds and smells and people, but did my head in. Just take it outside. Just stand outside.
And if a pub is serving food, I just don't think dogs should be able to just walk past everyone's tables with all their fleas just popping off the backs of them. It doesn't make sense.
There's something not quite right about dogs and food, I'm afraid. But you've barred animals. Are there any other species that have annoyed you in pubs?
Dogs, cats. This whole cat cafe thing will never be a thing, I understand. Everywhere, cats. Anything that you can carry into a pub, caged or not. Fish. I don't want to see anything that we could potentially eat. I don't want to see it.
Do you not think a pub cat is very sweet and lovely and just sort of will sort of sit somewhere and you can give it a little stroke every now and again?
So would a really furry ball or pillow. We can pass the pillow around, stroke it. It won't move either, and we can call it the pub cat. It doesn't actually have to be something that I've now got to go and buy tins of food for.
I'm going to struggle with banning lovely little pussycats that just sort of keep themselves to themselves and sit in the window, maybe. But it's your pub.
Yeah.
You ban animals. They're gone.
Hurry up, please. It's time.
And finally, we need a name for this pub, Tanya. What's it going to be called?
More Drinks.
That's
I thought that was quite poetic, actually.
Yeah.
That's good. So, spelt as your surname, M-O-O-R-E.
Drinks, yeah.
More Drinks.
Yeah.
You could also team up, not sure they do Corona with Grenadine, but More Brewery. Are they Bristol-based, Rob?
I think so, yeah.
Fantastic beers at the Moore Brewery do. So More Drinks, I love it.
Hello, welcome to More Drinks. How can I help you? Sounds great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds great.
I can feel it. I can taste it.
Yeah.
Well, folks, if you want to find out what Tanya's doing, where she's gigging, what she's working on, head over to Tanya's website, tanyamore.co.uk, which is updated very regularly. Because I did check it before Tanya arrived in the Moon Underwater this evening. And we bid her farewell with more drinks under her arm to use whenever she needs it the most. And we thank you very much for your time here at the Moon Underwater.
Thank you. I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah, thanks. That was brilliant.
Bye-bye.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.